Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
What's the most distracting perk, seat, in-game promotion you have ever experienced? Now, this came up, by the way. The Dallas Stars CEO Brad Alberts just sent out an email saying that they are extremely optimistic that opening night for 2021-22 season will be in front of a sold out crowd. So they believe they will be able to fill up all the seats or open all of the seats.
Dallas Stars, you said?
Yeah, for the next hockey season. So this spawns from the discussion we had about the Raiders yesterday. So they're going to team up with the Wynn to have the Wynn Feel Club, which will include bottle service and two DJ booths behind their end zone. All right, so essentially it's going to be a club that they're going to bring to the stadium. It's going to be 11,000.
What is it called?
The Wynn Field Club.
Dave Winfield.
The Dave Winfield Club.
The Dave Winfield Club.
I'd go to that club, dude.
All right.
Great
Let's
athlete.
Go with that from now on. The Dave Winfield Club.
He's drafted in all three sports. This makes sense.
He's the best athlete there is. So it will be an 11,000 square foot addition that they're bringing to the north end zone of the stadium. All right. It's going to have 42 televisions, a 9x35 foot LED screen, a 45,000 watt sound system, DJs, bottle service. So it sounds insane. And so we started to think, what's the most distracting seat that you've ever had? And one of the other reasons we brought this up is we had the chance to go out to Globe Life Field on Friday, and my son wants to sit in those seats right behind home plate.
You mean the, you're talking about the field level suite?
Yeah, kind of the almost like, it almost looks a little tiny bit underground right behind home plate. And so I might need to work harder so we can afford those. But
you just have to have a friend, right? Because I don't think you can buy those.
Oh, yeah, because they're, well.
Aren't they sweet? I mean, I'm assuming like somebody bought that suite.
I found there's some spots where you can get some work done on the secondary market. But then we started talking about the Lazy River at the Rough Riders game. And I have a friend, Sean, who's an avid baseball fan. He goes, that's the only game I couldn't tell you anything about. Because we were in the Lazy River, and I just didn't really pay attention to the game. I just enjoyed. And so you can buy Lazy River tickets on Thursday and Sunday is what I looked up, because now the family really wants to go and hang out in Frisco and do the Lazy River seats. So I was curious what it is for you guys. And the first thing I saw was from the 682, Jerry's Mega Jumbotron. That is such a huge distraction. Man, if you ever watch people in AT&T Stadium, it is amazing how much everyone just stares up at the screen as opposed to
even the players,
the field or whatever.
Yeah, man. The first time I ever entered that stadium, Kevin, was a high school game. We were covering high school game. And Rich Dalrymple was standing there in his flip-flops kind of staring up at that thing. And he was like, good gosh, that's amazing. And then it was Dick Butkus. He was just staring up at it. And I was like, well, so what do you think? And he was like, I effing hate it. And just went on this rant about how like it's not football, you know. There's no, but I totally get it, man. I think Colby said when he sat up in those seats up there, he never saw the field because his eyes were just naturally on that huge television. So I totally get that. Don't they have at the new Petco out in San Diego? Don't they have like a beach area out there, but they have like a dog park. And I feel like that would kind of an extremely...
I would hate bringing my dog to a baseball game. She needs lots of attention. And as she freaks out, like most dogs, when she sees other dogs, I feel like I would not really get to watch that game very well.
You don't have, you're not in when the Rangers are like, it's dog night. Come on and hang out.
Hey, if that's what people like and they can get through it, I'm just saying my dog is very hyper and friendly, and we would never make it with me being able to tell you anything that happened at the game. From the 682, the pirate ship in Tampa, that has to be the most distracting thing.
Really? Because, I mean, I feel like it's stationary and it's there. And after a while, it's not like directly in your line of sight. After a while, I imagine if you're focusing on the game, that fades in your periphery.
You wouldn't be thinking about wanting to go up on the pirate ship and fire off the cannon.
What are we in, Las Vegas at the Treasure Island Club?
They fire those cannons. You know that.
Yeah, didn't the WWF, like, whenever they did their WrestleRama recently, they were we have to build another pirate ship.
Owens on the show talking about that.
I know, and he was like, I hope they build two pirate ships so we can shoot two cannons off.
Two pirate ships.
They built another pirate ship.
From the 214, Mike, I don't know if you could speak to this. I went to a Mets game, and the most distracting thing is there are always planes flying over the stadium.
That is true.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's... I mean, to be honest, in 2002, when I got traded over there, it was kind of scary just because they're so close to the stadium. Yeah. And September 2001, you know, you have that. And so you're kind of like, God, like every 30 minutes, there's a plane really close to this stadium, you know? And so that was just a few months after that situation. Yeah. So that was always a weird thing. My first time ever playing for the Mets and being at Shea, like how close the planes are to the stadium.
Wow. Mike, that was deep, dude.
Yeah. Holy smokes.
That's strong right there.
From the 940, for me, the most distracting thing was the DC cheerleaders. From the 214, if you've ever been to a Raiders game at the old Coliseum, the most distracting thing was all the joints being passed around.
It's like a Dave Matthews concert.
Yeah. The first Dave Matthews concert I ever went to, I felt really dumb. And I was like, oh, it smells like marijuana. And I was like, oh, yeah. Well,
the Dave Matthews concert.
Come on.
Concerts
don't smell like marijuana.
Oh, yeah, you know what? You're right.
I don't go to
Dave
a lot of concerts,
there.
So I'm not really... That's a great question.
311,
I feel like that one at the Fair Park is always marijuana.
Probably the Wiggles.
You hope.
I don't know, maybe.
Blippi.
Kevin, I don't know if we've already discussed this one because there have been a lot thrown out there, but in Florida, the Marlins games, the big thing out in the center field.
Isn't there it's like a boat now,
the big
right?
art piece like that has quick, like what? The art piece the, that has
oh,
the,
yeah.
the dolphin that jumps that. Back and forth. Oh, they got rid of it? It's
they
gone
changed
now?
It
of course,
to
Derek
like,
Jeter got there and was like, no fun.
They changed it to a crew. It looks like a cruise ship, like the back of a cruise ship now.
This is what it used to look like, Kevin, and they had dolphins that would jump back and forth.
Oh, that sounds awesome. It kind of looks like my neighbor's front yard a little bit, actually.
What is happening with the property values there?
That is a great question. We'll have to pick that up at another time. They installed a metal cactus. I'm very concerned.
What?
I'm interested. Okay, so this club, the Wynn Club that they're yes. having in Las Vegas is yep. the reason yep. we're discussing that. Dave Winfield Club.
Dave Winfield Club, that's right.
Are they having a sports book there?
I do not see that listed, but that makes a lot of sense.
Because the Wynn
that's
is,
what I know the Wynn for.
The Wynn, yeah. like, it, Mike, you've been to Vegas. Basically, their parking lot just for their employees takes up like three blocks.
It says it is calling itself the official nightlife and gaming partner of the Raiders. And I don't know. I said that.
Yeah. What? The what?
I think I was going to say Rangers of the Raiders and Allegiant Stadium. So I would assume then you would be able to gamble there.
And the Cowboys have the official, it's WinStar, right? Yeah. Is their official connection. I'm still kind of curious. We talk about the NFL and dipping their toe in with all this, how that's going to work. You know, we always go back to, hey, Tony Romo can't have an NFL fantasy football thing inside of a casino. But here we are at this point. Why did we change our rules? Oh, we saw how much money revenue stream could happen. But that's really interesting. I think that's a dream for a sports fan.
Oh, yeah.
To go to be able to somehow get into
and
that
do
place.
Live betting at the event you're at?
Live betting in Vegas at a Raiders game. Like, I'm not a Raiders fan. I'm an NFL fan. And that would be a dream come true to be able to spend a night in that area.
From the 972, the Diamondbacks have a pool that people pay to swim and not pay attention to the game. I always would wonder if you could be at the Brewers game and sneak your way up there and go down the slide. I always thought that that would be super awesome.
Well, like, if we're talking about pools, then you got to talk about, what is it? I forget what they call it now, but the Jaguar Stadium.
Yes.
Where they got the pools and stuff, because for the longest time, it's not like you were showing up for the football.
Yeah, no, that's true. I'm assuming they've sold a crap ton of season tickets because of Trevor
Lawrence.
The Atlanta
Hawks have a club behind one of the basketball
and balls. They have a barbershop. Remember we talked about that.
Yeah, State Farm Arena.
Yeah. Okay, right. They started a barbershop
then
there.
Clearly the biggest distraction in any stadium arena has to be the closed Chick-fil-A on Sundays at the Atlanta Falcons Stadium, because it, like, you're just sitting there going, I want Chick-fil-A right now, and you're like, how do I get some?
That
it's Sunday and they're closed right now.
Yeah, I had floated the idea last weekend of if you open the Chick-fil-A up for Mother's Day, would it be overrun by people that wanted to celebrate their mom, or would it just be people that were like, oh my God, they're open on a Sunday, let's go? Or if people would be like, no, you can't celebrate your mom at the Chick-fil-A. And I was really curious about
that. Why not? Mom loves Chick-fil-A.
No, I don't know. From the 972. It's the all-you-can-eat section, damn it. Yeah, I remember the Rangers at the old ballpark, they would kind of try to make you work for it if you're on the upper deck of the home run porch, because they were like, you need to climb these stairs to get back to the all-you-can-eat, so at least you'll burn some calories running up that way. And so I think the all-you-can-eat section is very distracting.
Kevin, I have some very interesting
because you're trying to win
basketball news.
Oh,
because it is 12:30.
Oh my God! If you say Kristaps isn't going to play, Mike might storm out.
It would be normal.
I don't have that.
Him
yet.
Playing is celebration. He wants to play basketball today. My God, that's amazing.
I do not have the Mavs report. However, okay. I have an updated Pelicans report.
Okay, is Brandon Ingram out?
Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, Steven Adams. All out.
Oh, and Zion is out, so.
And Zion has already been listed as
hell
out.
Yeah.
That's why I think they quit. Like, New Orleans, I'm not saying the guys playing tonight aren't going to try against you, but they looked at once Zion broke his finger, they were like, we're done. We're not going to then push Ingram or, you know, Ball's probably not going to be part of their organization next year, honestly, but they're just like, screw it. We don't need to push Ingram at this point. We're not going to make the playoffs.
So I just wanted to let that, that be known.
Would you, I mean, I think Porzingis needs to play. I know I make fun of him a lot and get really mad at him. I think he needs to play just to be like, can you play for the playoffs or not? Like, we need to find out in this last few days, can you play or can you not play? Because we kind of need to know going forward in this playoff run if you have a chance of playing basketball.
From the 214, the Texas Legends kids section on each end of the court, man, I haven't seen the kids sections in the rest of the ballpark, but we went to Globe Life Field up in the upper deck. That kids section sucks. Is it has like three of those little like animal things that you would see at Collin Creek Mall or something. You know, it's like,
man.
And it's like,
Collin
Creek
doesn't exist anymore.
Well, yeah, because they're...
We're updating.
Yeah, exactly. But like the little like animal that maybe two people could sit on or climb on, they have three of those. Nice. And they're like, this is their kids section. And I was like, are you serious? Did you put kids section on the floor? And then you're like, hold on, do we need to put something here? It's terrible.
Do they at least have like a Dippin' Dots machine around?
No, there's nothing else there but sadness.
What, to scam people? I don't understand. Why you want to dip
shut
the
ice cream
mouth.
Of the future, Reggie.
Yeah, it's the ice cream of the past, present, and future.
I don't know how much you know about Dippin' Dots, but Dippin' Dots loves our show.
Yeah, that is actually true.
Feeling isn't mutual.
It is from me. Colorado Party Plaza is something that Spittle mentioned. So many interesting feedback right there. And then some people going after Chick-fil-A. I don't care for that.
Why'd you do that?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.